And now for our feature presentation.
Caller, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson.
One, two, get down!
All right, caller, you may be gay. Now listen to me. I'm going to tell you something.
Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss. I paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me. You know what you see. See a bad mother. Look at me. You know what you see. A bad mother. Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me. Know what to see. See a bad mother.
No, dude, I told you, you're gay. You know what your DNA stands for? Desperately eating ass. No, you've been smoking too much of that fairy dust. Get off my airwaves. No. Now listen, you go get help, or you live in the culture you want to. Now go get some ass like a real man. I got work to do. Thank you, caller. Call back.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership. Top of the chocolate Milky Way. 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. Oh, me? I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is...
Make mine the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Yeah, make my funk the P-Funk. I want to get funked up.
Make my funk the P-Funk.
Get funked up.
Get funked up.
Yeah, W-E-F-U-N-K.
Okay, y'all. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functioning ship. Sir Lollipop Man, chocolate-coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody say, is there funk after death? I say, it's 7-Up. Yeah. T-Funk. I dig. Let me put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses so you can feel cool. Gangsta lean. Y'all should dig my sunroof top. Well, all right. Hey, I was digging on y'all funk for a while. Sound like you got a 3 on it, though, to me. You know, I was down south and I heard some funk with some main ingredients like Doobie Brothers, Blue Magic, David Bowie. It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your funk? Ho! W-E-F-U-N-K. We funk.
Make my funk to be funk.
Ho!
I want my funk uncut.
Oh,
make my funk to be funk. I want to get funked up.
Him.
I want the funk.
I want the
P-Funk.
P-Funk, y'all.
I want my funk faster. Make my funk the P-Funk.
Home of the extraterrestrial brothers.
All right, welcome back to the Hammer Show. We had a guest who was Cece, but she couldn't make it, and that was my show. So I still got some time, and I'll try to do something else right now with you. I haven't been on in a minute, so I'm a little rusty. Let's talk about something. What's going on? The war with Ukraine. Russia invading Ukraine. You know, it's almost like Russia invading Russia, because most of the Ukrainians speak Russian. There's parts of Ukrainian that are Russia. But what's really disturbing, I don't know what we're going here, because people are thinking that Putin is a little crazy, he's a little cuckoo. Something's happening with him in his mind. And he's approaching 70 years old. I mean, that's the same age from another guy that we think is a little cuckoo, and that's Donald Trump. Now, what's interesting, here's what Donald Trump said, and he said this the 22nd, so it was 2 days ago. So here's what Donald Trump said about Putin making a move in Ukraine. Tell me what you think. Here we go.
So Putin is now saying it's independent, a large section of Ukraine. I said, how smart is that? And he's going to go in and be a peacekeeper. That's the strongest peace force. We could use that on our southern border. That's the strongest peace force I've ever seen. There were more army tanks than I've ever seen. They're going to keep peace all right. No, but think of it. Here's a guy who's very savvy. I know him very well, very, very well.
And the Washington Post put it this way tonight. Trump's reaction to Putin's invasion of Ukraine is exactly as you'd expect. His characteristic praising of Putin stood in contrast to the reaction from some Republicans on Capitol Hill. This was close Trump ally Senator Lindsey Graham earlier today.
before we get to Lindsey Graham, I'm going to make a stretch here, but tell me if it connects. Trump lost the election. Trump knew he was going to lose the election. So Trump tried to keep Biden getting a certification for being the president. So what Trump did was he got some of the government people that he know, put them in the right places, so he thought. And he decided to have a coup. First, he wanted to delay it so he can get all of his people in place and have Pence, who was not involved in this at all. But he kind of knew about it. Pence was saying he knew. He had to know. And they told him to delay it. Even Giuliani told him to delay it so he'd get his people in place. Bottom line, it was a coup to overthrow the election. He even admitted. Trump admitted that he tried to stop the election, to overthrow the election. Started a coup against the American people, against the American people's wishes. He didn't care. He needed to throw the power. I mean, you just heard him. Everybody knew that Donald Trump was Putin's bitch. For 1 minute, can you imagine if Biden was not the president and Donald Trump was? He would have gave him Ukraine. But what Donald Trump would have probably done was extort Ukraine first, take all their riches, take the wheat or whatever we get, because Ukraine is known for this wheat. And took what he could and would have gave Ukraine to Putin. He would have done it. You know he would have done it. If you don't think he would have done it, listen to him again. Just listen to how he's praising this guy.
So Putin is now saying it's independent, a large section of Ukraine. I said, how smart is that? And he's going to go in and be a peacekeeper. That's the strongest peace force. We could use that on our southern border.
Did you hear what he said? Now, Putin is invading Ukraine because he decided those two little territories, lack of any word I could think of right now, who are pro-communist in Ukraine, it's not enough. Somehow he just sat there and he says, you know what? The surrounding areas should be Russia too. But they belong to Ukraine. He didn't care. But what Trump said was very important. He said we could use those peacekeepers on the southern border, meaning Mexico. So Trump had his way. He would, quote, bring in the peacekeepers, which is our military, on the southern border. How genius is that? You just heard what he said. And I don't know if this idiot decides that he wanted to invade Mexico, start a Mexican war, because he thinks it's genius. It's genius. But let's go back to the similarities. So Trump did the coup. Coup didn't work. He still didn't win with this propaganda about it was stolen. Then that didn't work because he admitted that he tried to overtake the election. So now he did. Then they got him. They got Trump for his taxes. He claims he made more than he did because he wanted to get a break on the taxes. And then they came out. So Trump says, I made less than what I said before. And then it came out that Trump was broke, but his ego couldn't handle that. So Trump came out and said, no, I'm richer than I thought. I'm richer than I am. So he implicated himself there too. Okay, so we got this genius that we call Trump. Again, his age is getting, Trump is 70, I would say 7. And if he ran for re-election, he would be almost 80 years old. He's losing his mind now. Can you imagine 4 years from now or 3 years from now, Trump for 4 years from now with his mind? So anyway, so Putin decides to invade the country. There's some similarities there. Trump tried to overthrow the election. Putin has, quote, peacekeepers, which is his military. Trump thinks it's a great idea. We should put him on the border. Can you imagine how dangerous this guy is? I'm talking Donald Trump. Putin, I don't know. And there are things leaking out right now that Putin may not be all there. He may be a little cuckoo. He may be a little cuckoo, but can you imagine an ex-president praising a Communist Party leader, invading a country against NATO and our allies, has a lot of devastation on our economy, killing innocent people, and he says it's genius. It's absolutely genius. This is a guy who wants to be the next president.
That's the strongest peace force I've ever seen. There were more army tanks than I've ever seen. They're going to keep peace all right. No, but think of it. Here's a guy who's very savvy. I know him very well. Very, very well.
And the Washington...
And we're going to continue with this because we have some time. So this is according to MSNBC, and they're going to continue about 3 or 4 more minutes of Trump being insane. And here we go.
Washington Post put it this way tonight. Trump's reaction to Putin's invasion of Ukraine is exactly as you'd expect. His characteristic praising of Putin stood in contrast to the reaction from some Republicans on Capitol Hill. This was close Trump ally Senator Lindsey Graham earlier today.
I'd like to go after Putin and his cronies as hard as we can. I would like to make life miserable for Putin and those who support him, because if we don't, other bad actors are going to move quickly in other areas.
Back with us tonight, Robert Gibbs, former Obama campaign senior advisor and White House press secretary under President Obama. He also co-hosts the Hacks on Tap podcast. And Bill Kristol, a veteran of Reagan and Bush administrations and editor-at-large at The Bulwark. You know, Bill, I'm curious your reaction to what you heard from Trump, and it's in one way easy to laugh it off. And then we just heard from Julia Yaffe, who listens to so much Russian propaganda and talks about how it's used to brainwash the Russian people about what the United States really thinks. What do you think? What goes through your mind when you hear what Donald Trump had to say?
Yeah, I mean, it's just terrible, Chris. The most recent U.S. president in this crisis is not trying to support the current American president, even if he's from a different party, maybe suggest a couple of improvements if he has a couple of suggestions to strengthen our policy. And,
or just don't say anything.
Right, or just keep quiet, as other presidents have. But praising Putin, praising this aggressive dictator, I mean, it's funny, I was listening to your conversation with Julia and Mike McCall. You know, tonight I had dinner actually in D.C. with a Russian dissident. He's been in exile for 7 years, I think. He's close to Navalny. They got his welcome together to listen to him, to talk to him. And there was no great sentimentality or anything. He was very analytical, talked a lot about the prospects, the limitations. These hopes are about what might happen in Russia and so forth. But I just thought, you know, what an impressive person. I mean, he's left his country. Though he loves his country, he's fighting for his country. And many, many people are doing that in Russia, now out of Russia, unfortunately, as Julia said. And when you listen to Trump and Tucker Carlson, leave aside the politics and the exploitation of it by Putin and the terrible effects on policy that it could have here, it's just morally so debased, you know, especially in this moment when Putin's unleashing aggression abroad to complement his oppression at home. It's so debased to not at least...
Okay, we can go blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's left-wing news. Okay, fine. Well, that's the left side. They get long-winded. But what's disturbing is back in the day, if you were called a commie, if you're an American and somebody calls you a commie, there was fighting words. We fought against them. But since Trump went nuts, you got the Trump sycophants who are joining them, and I'm trying to decide, are they pro-American or are they pro-communist? I don't usually watch this show. It is called The Five on Fox News because Fox News is turning Russian. And here it is. These are the people. It's a Fox News show. This was, again, 2 days ago. When I say 2 days ago, today is actually Thursday, February 24th. So this was Tuesday the 22nd, one of those 2022 things. So I don't usually watch the show, but I just want to see what Fox News had to say. And listen to this.
Biden, Secretary of State, and the Ukrainian foreign minister together there at the State Department. talking about sanctions. The Ukrainian foreign minister thanked the Americans profusely for our full diplomatic, economic, and military support of their country and kind of hinted that there isn't full unity within Europe. The foreign minister said, you know, it's one thing to condemn, but action has to follow a condemnation. So there is some splits that are occurring between the European powers. Pete Hegseth, your reaction to what we saw there at the State Department and what you heard from President Biden this afternoon.
Yeah, a lot of words, a lot of talk about agreements, sanctions. What I saw in that briefing room was impotence and resignation. Two people resigned to whatever Vladimir Putin is deciding to do. And Antony Blinken talked about laying out the playbook. What have we done? We've laid out the playbook at every step of what Vladimir Putin has done, except it doesn't feel like we've done it either as a ref or a coach or even a player, more like an observer outside of what's happening there, totally resigned because the leverage we once had, which is ultimately energy, Russia supplies 10% of the world's oil, a third of Europe's oil, 60% of Germany's oil. Back to Ronald Reagan, we were trying to stop pipelines from the USSR to Europe. We didn't stop it. Donald Trump wanted to stop it, so they did have that leverage. They do have those opportunities. And so we're just an observer at this point, and we were talking, Dana, as we were watching, where's the pound-the-table moment of we will not allow this to happen? This is a challenge between what Vladimir Putin wants to do.
And there you go. Trump just said that's Fox News, which was Trump news, basically. Trump just says it's genius. He admires Putin. These people are saying Biden's not tough enough. So we're going to go at Biden a different way and call him a pussy because he's not tough enough. But your leader, Trump, just said it's genius. Now, again, I don't listen to Fox News. But when this is going on, you have to wonder, the sickle fans of Donald Trump, wait a minute, this is how the show works when I see somebody in the room. 602, is this my brother? Is this King? 602.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Hey, man, it's good to hear you. How you doing, man?
Hold on a second. Hey, kid. Hey, hi.
Hi, kids. I miss you guys. How you doing?
Good.
Well, you guys sound great. Are you back in Arizona or are you still in Kansas City?
Back in Arizona.
Yay! You're closer to me now. Does it feel good? Does it feel good to be back in Arizona?
Yeah.
They sound great. It's good to talk to you, kids. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, man, I'm doing all right. How you been doing?
I've been working. Well, today's show setup is I've been working on a book, an audio book.
Okay.
It's about Pedro, who's been 29 years in jail behind bars, and he was just let out by, the pandemic, we're letting people out. So I was going to interview his wife on the air, but something came up. So now I found myself on the air, and I'm going politics. That's what I'm doing. That's it.
Yeah.
But
that's good.
You know,
that's good.
Yeah. It's been a minute, man. King, it's been a minute. I'm looking at this. It's like, how in the hell did I do this for 10 years, man? I mean, I was... I'm excited to be back on the air. I am. It's just it's kind of like...
Oh, yeah.
I figured I lost you guys, you know. I'm coming back.
Oh,
I'm going to call you.
I'm always going to be around, you know. I know I had gotten sick, but I'm back. I'm back kicking ass again, you know, and I'm a lot better, you know. And so right now...
Was it cool? Yeah.
Huh?
Was it COVID?
Say what?
Was it COVID?
You know, my mom, since she works in the medical field, she told me that she didn't think I had it. And so I told her, I said, well, what happened was after I got my second shot of Moderna, then they tested me and said that I was positive. My mom said, no, after you got that shot, they shouldn't have tested you. She said they shouldn't have did that. She said, of course you're going to have it, you know what I mean? Because that's what's in your body. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, they told me that's what happened, but I don't think I had it, you know, because prior to that shot, I was feeling good. Well, I didn't have any problems. But after I got that second shot, that next day, that following morning, man, I had got real sick. I thought, I'm out of here, you know. But
oh, man.
But then I remember last year when Ellen and her daughter got the shot, they ended up getting mm-hmm. sick. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't really have any major symptoms or anything. So I think that's what she had said. But yeah, I'm back doing better. You know what I mean? Right now I'm just getting things together. I'm working on this new song, you know, and I don't know how long you're going to be on, but I was going to turn my laptop on right quick, and I was going to try to let you hear it, you know.
Well,
yeah.
I'll be on as long. Yeah, if you're going to do that, you know I would be on. I'm going to hear that new song. Don't worry about that. Go ahead, King.
Yeah. Oh, no, I just turned my laptop on right now. I'm waiting for it to finish loading up and everything, and then I was going to play a short snippet of it. But yeah, man, I'm just working on that, and then I'm also trying to get some other things together because I want to try to make this trip out there to Cali this year. So
right.
Yep. So it's a lot of everything's going good, and then I talked to Latia and her mom the other day. And mm-hmm. her mom asked about you and everything, and I said, well, you know, he's been busy. I'm like, he's been, you know, working on a movie and stuff like that. I was like, he's, you know. And I told her about you, and I said, you know, but I let him tell you the good part, you know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
but, yeah, they was asking about you, but, yeah.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, I thought I lost you guys. I was away a minute, but I'm back now. I will have the show tomorrow morning. And like I said, I was going to interview Cece, who is just Pedro's wife, but something came up, and I'm going to have to reschedule her. But I'm glad to hear your voice because, like, I didn't expect anybody I knew. I was saying, you know, y'all probably busy. It's in the afternoon. I thought you were in Kansas City, so I figured you were eating dinner, you know.
Hey, I have a buddy. He's in prison, and he just mm-hmm. released a book. And I sent him the jot form to fill out.
Right.
And I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if it's still the same thing because I took the same jot form and I sent it to mm-hmm. somebody else and
right.
they pulled up some different kind of stuff. So I don't know if you
really
updated it or if it's like overfilled or what, you know.
I don't know. I've been having problems with that form. To tell you the truth, Ellen usually take care. But wait a minute, I have it here. What I'm going to do, I'm testing it now while you pull up your laptop. Are you still on Facebook or are you no longer on Facebook?
Yeah, I've been on it here lately because I had a cousin who had, who was found dead. And
What?
Yeah, man, it's been crazy, you know. And so they had his service and stuff, and so I've been on Facebook on and off, but normally if I'm off more than 2 days, I just get on and deactivate my page, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But I've been on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What I did was I put the link into your messenger on Facebook.
All right.
Okay. It'll say, it'll be do it, interview on Zoom or audio. That's the current one.
Oh, okay, cool.
So if you want to send, I will get it. I got to make sure I get notified because it's been a minute since I've been checking that, you know. But please send it to them. I would love to interview them, man.
Yeah.
Any friend, anybody who's a friend.
Yeah, because he was I don't want to tell too much of his business, but, you know, he was in some trouble, you know what I mean? I just feel like he's innocent only because of how the crime played out, you know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
his book is definitely inspiring. And I told
really?
Him, I told him, I said, if the book is that good and the radio
mm-hmm.
host likes it, I said,
mm-hmm.
it'll be good if he could turn that into a movie, and you know, Because you'd be surprised how many people are actually innocent for a crime that they didn't commit, you know? So.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. Too many of us are in there. I wouldn't be surprised, you know? I mean, you hear it almost every day that somebody served, 10, 15 years, and they found out they didn't do it. I mean, there's a lot of us who are locked up for. But is he out now, or is he still in prison? What's going on?
He's still in prison, and his name is I don't want to give out his name over this, you know.
Really?
But
how about the name of his book?
I believe the name of his book is called "From Whips to Chains" or something like that, you know, or something like that.
Hey, if I pulled that in my computer, you know what I'm going to get? I'm going to get nothing but porn. From Whip to Chain.
Yeah. I would have to get on his page and find it. Send a link to you. You know.
No, you got to do it. I mean, he wrote the book from prison, huh?
Yeah, I believe so.
Damn, that's a story. No, King, I am very interested in that. Do you know how?
Yeah.
You don't have to say his name, but how long is he serving time?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know any of that. I don't know because I don't know what they gave him. But I think his time might be almost up. But I don't know if they gave him, a little bit of time. Or if they're making him start life, I don't know, but it's really hard to say. But he would have to go, in more details with you on that,
Right. So. Wow. Well,
yeah,
no shit. I mean, was he interested? Well, I don't know how he could come on the radio if he's in prison. That would be kind of hard, though, right? I mean, we did it with one person.
Well, when I sent him the email, he told me to send the email to his girl, and so I'm thinking what will happen is that when he does the interview, he'll probably call his girl, and his girl will probably put it connected,
I'd like to interview her too.
Yeah,
he's
looking forward to it, And so I sent him the job form and all that stuff.
Right.
And like I said, I don't know if you had gotten it or anything.
Right.
And
right.
So, I don't know if you had gotten it, but this new one that inboxed me.
Please send him the link that I sent you just now because there's nothing there. So maybe the job form the job form was screwing up. So I made sure that I got it. I got it together here. So I will get it.
Yeah.
No, I am very excited about it. I would love to is it his wife or girlfriend or?
It's his girlfriend. It's his girlfriend where I sent the I've been sending information to. But yeah, I'm just trying to take a different turn and reaching out to different people, And this guy, he's actually my little cousin's older brother, my little cousin's no longer here, he had died back in 2016, I believe. And so I believe his older brother, the one we're talking about, I think he was locked up when he died or whatever. But, he's a good guy, I don't look at him any different for being in prison, Because everybody makes mistakes, and then sometimes the law itself, the judicial system, makes mistakes. And so, that's why I want to get him on the show because – his story may open up some eyes out there, hell, his story could be like, do you remember that guy who linked up with 50 Cent and he had did that TV show called For Life?
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. He was in prison for a long time. Then he went to, the legal school inside the prison or whatever. Or, he started studying the legal system, and he got himself out of prison, But, you know, I'm not this may be this guy's case, but, you know, I believe he's got something that could be heard, you know. So,
no,
yeah.
Do you know, what is he in for, do you know?
No. I want to say for murder,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's not like it was one of those where he did the murder. It's one of those,
right.
like, for example, if me and you go and steal a piece of candy and you're with
right.
me and I got candy in my hand, but you don't have the candy
right.
in your hand, but you're with me, you'll get the same amount
right.
of time I might get, if not less. You
I
know
hear.
What I mean?
Yeah,
I think that's what he ended up getting, like. He got charged for being a part of a murder or something like that, you know. But, like mm-hmm. I said, I could be wrong, but, you know, I'm going to let him tell it because, like I said, I only got bits and pieces, and I want to be able to get the full story, you know. But yeah, man, I can't wait to do it, though. And then
yeah.
there was an artist I was trying to bring on, and when I sent her the form, it didn't pull up. And I said, oh, shit. And so I told her, I said, you know what, I gotta get back with you, you know, I gotta get the right form. But
mm-hmm.
but yeah. And then the one celebrity that I frequently talk to, his name is Devontae Riley. He was on the TV show In the Cut, and you know, that sometimes comes on Bounce TV. But I talk with him all the time. And I told him that I wanted to bring him on, but I want to wait until he gets some new music out, you know what I mean? And he's been in the studio working on new music and stuff. And so he said as soon as he released one of his songs or whatever, he was going to get with me so I can bring him onto the show. But yeah, everything's going good, though. You know, I'm just trying to give people a chance, you know.
Yep. Hey, you're still doing the good work, man. And did you get your laptop
yeah.
up? Because I want to hear your song.
Yeah. I got it. So
okay.
The name of the song is mm-hmm. called Talking Smack. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning of the song is my son. He's talking. And then and then I have my daughter. She's doing like the overdubs or whatever, you know. But
mm-hmm.
so here it goes.
Okay.
Make sure to turn it up loud. All right, here we go.
Y'all always
stop. Oh, hold on. It stopped.
I can trust
Bubba. I got to go back. It stopped. All right, here
you
go.
Okay.
Y'all always talking trash about my daddy. What's wrong with you?
Oh, no, he didn't. His pieces. Nothing that people just be talking trash.
Talk. So yeah, that's what I'm working on.
I love it. Oh
yeah.
My! He sounds. Your son sounds older, but no, I love it, man. I
yeah.
had a smile on my face while I was listening to that.
Yeah. I mean, it's. Hey, I let my publicist hear it, and he was like, "Oh shit!" I said, "Yeah," and I said, "You remember back in the day?" I said, "You remember back in the day, our parents
right.
used to say you always talk shit," and then it went from talking shit, to talking trash. And now,
right.
this new age is either you talking stuff or you talking smack. You know what I mean? And so
mm-hmm.
it's you know. So I said to myself, if I release this, then I could definitely get some major radio play because I don't give a damn. Song had a little too much cussing
right.
in it. You know, with this, man,
right?
I said let me put in less cussing. You know what I mean? But with the kids being in it,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna definitely catch a lot of attention. You know what I mean? But
oh,
yeah.
Well. Oh, I love
yeah.
it, man. Make sure you know how to send. You can send it to me. Let me know when you're going to send it to me, because I want to hear
yeah.
that when you finish it. Or is it finished? Or are you
yeah.
still working on it?
I'm still working on it. I've been writing the verses to it. You know what I mean? Because like,
mm-hmm.
I was going to just run through it, And I said, no, mm-hmm. I got a lot of shit to say in this. I got a lot of shit to say in this song, you know what I mean? And it's like, mm-hmm. I want to make sure, like, with this song, I want to go Michael Jackson on people just like he did in the song called Scream.
Right.
When he did that song, like Scream, it. With Janet Jackson, he was answering people, but he was talking his shit in that song, letting people know, like, you know, the justice system did me wrong. You know what I mean? Like, he was in it, and so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take that concept, and I'm going to do that for this song because, you know, like I tell people, no matter if you're dead or alive, people are going to always talk shit about you. You know what I mean? But on the other way, you know?
That is true.
Always talk shit about you. So, I mean.
That is true. Yeah, I can't. It'll be my new favorite. Tell your kids. I love it. I had a smile on my face when you were playing it.
Yeah.
I
hey,
love
it.
It's
great.
Brilliant. I do. I love it. You guys are talented. Watch out, King.
Yeah.
You got the little prince and the little princess coming up. I mean, they sound great.
Yep. And, I'm gonna be nice. I'm gonna be nice and let you hear the one with Patricia. I don't know. I think it sounds okay. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't even know. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. This one here, it's my daughter
mm-hmm.
Patricia singing. It's not even done yet because I'm trying to figure out if I want her to sing, like, starting out in the beginning or if I want
mm-hmm.
it to come after I do my verse. And so I'm trying to figure out how I want to do it, but here it go right here. And this song,
okay.
this song is called Born to Win. It's called Born to Win. Here it go.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's
wow.
That's it. Oh, yeah.
Oh my, they sound older. You know what I mean? When they start singing,
yeah.
It sound like I'm listening to a
yeah.
young man and a young lady who are like maybe 17,
yeah.
18 years old. Damn,
yeah.
She sounds good. I
that's
love
like,
it.
Yeah, everybody was like, Webb, what you been working on, King Webb? What you been working on? And I said, look,
uh-huh.
I said, just know. I got some shit coming, you know. So, got some shit coming. Matter of fact, I'm gonna play another snippet of this new
okay.
summer joint, and then that's as much as I'm gonna give everybody. I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, I'm pulling it up right now. Okay.
All right.
All right, here we go. Let me see. Is this it? Yeah. Yeah, I got a summer song that I'm working on, and this is hot. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go right now. So yeah, that's just a little bit of it right there, you know. So
well, I'm gonna give you this.
Yeah.
This is what I think of that.
Yes.
Look at that applause. That's what I think of that. Oh my! I think it's great. You're on to something. I can't wait till you finish it. I
oh,
like
yeah.
it, man. I really do.
Yeah. So those are the,
good
those
work.
Are the three songs. Those are the three songs I'm gonna be releasing this year. And so,
uh-huh.
You know, I just want all three of them to sound right. This last one I just played, I just got a right to it, you know what I mean? The reason why I say I got a right to it is because originally, and I don't know how familiar you are with all of Tupac's music, but there was this one song in particular, it was called All About You, and I don't know if you've ever seen the music video, but in that song, every other city we go, well, at the end of that video, the guy that pulls up in the drop top, his name is YDG Top Dog or something like that. Well, the song I just played for you, I was going to have him feature on that song, you know what I mean? Because I wanted to I wanted to do that song with a West Coast artist, and that's where I could have shot the video at the beach. But I kind of changed my mind. You know what I mean? And so because we already have two celebrities that I have a song with, I just haven't even released them out, you know what I mean? And so I told myself I don't want to do anything else with anybody else until I get this other stuff done first. But yeah, I don't want to say I have a lot, but I have quite a bit in my catalog right now that I want to get done, you know. And so, like I said, between being busy and taking care of the kids at the same time and dealing with other stuff, it's been hard. But I'm getting a lot of stuff knocked out the way, and so things are getting better. So now I'm able to have time to get done with my music, you know what I mean? But, yeah, those are the three songs that y'all going to be hearing this year. And, you know, I'm not worried about nobody trying to skimp or nothing because, I mean, I didn't play too long of it, so I already know what time it is. But I just wanted everybody to hear what I've been doing, you know. So,
I'm going to tell you something. I love it, man. I really do. The kids, I can't believe how older they sound. And they're talented.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe that they sound like they're 15, 16. I'm going, not the kids. Hey. They can't grow up that fast. Wow.
Yeah, just wait till my engineer get a hold of their vocals, and he do his doctoring up like Dr. Dre. When the song gets done, everybody, you know. So yeah.
No, you could. You could. Yeah. No, seriously. They sound great.
Oh,
man. Well,
you know
it's the truth, and you know the kids, man. The kids are the morning crew. They're the VIPs.
Oh yeah.
You know that.
Oh, yeah.
And now that I'm back, we can, you know, if your artists need to be promoted, you know where they can come to. You know, I'll be on, like I used to be on at seven in the morning, and we'll get it rock and rolling again.
Yeah. Everything's working out pretty good, dog, man. I'm telling you, like, it's going to be nice because I told the kids, I said with that song, Talking Smack, I said that might be the song that might get us stuff out the hood.
it might be. Yeah. You never know which song will do it, right? I mean, never know, but it sounds great. Well, King, I'm gonna leave this one because I got one quick meeting. But, dude, man, you have my number. I mean, I'll be on tomorrow morning.
All right.
I'll be on tomorrow at 7. And get that song together because you got to play. I'll play that. Kids, you're going worldwide, babies. You're going worldwide.
The good thing is everybody on the East Coast, When they play this show right now and they hear all that stuff, they hear those three songs that I play, they're gonna be like, oh snap.
Right.
Yeah.
They will.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Now you'll be up in Beverly Hood in no time. Beverly Hood, baby.
Yeah.
Beverly Hood.
Oh yeah. Yeah, because my publisher told me, like, when I get done releasing Talking Smack, he said he wants to put their video stuff, he wants to put it on BET Jams. And so I mean, we've been doing some heavy networking, and so he told me as soon as I get done, he said it's up from there. So, and then the Choice magazine, they're ready to do another article on me. So that's why I said I've been super busy, but now I done got a lot of stuff out the way. I'm having time now to really work on music, which it feels good, you know.
So,
mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and
but see that?
I gotta go fix my tablet probably in a week or two because I'm working on this TV show, and I have to tell you, tell you in private, call you on your phone and tell you, but this
right.
TV show is gonna be nice because the one celebrity I was mentioning earlier, he wants to be one of the writers, you know, and so
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's. God is about to be, man, it's about to be some blessing going on. So,
God's been good. God's been real good.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
You,
really trying,
and you did.
I'm really
yeah.
trying to get things together because I want to make it out there this summer. And the good thing
so.
Is, the mm-hmm. good thing is, I believe we will be coming. So, but I know something else tomorrow. And, you know, because I don't want to stay too much around the kids right now because
right.
it's supposed to be a surprise.
I can't wait, dude.
Oh.
I really can't. Okay. And King, I miss your voice, dude. It just feels, you know, hear your voice. It feels like home in the studio. You know that? And to hear the kids.
Oh, yeah.
It just feels
oh,
really
yeah.
good. I still haven't wiped a smile off my face hearing the kids.
Yeah, I got
but.
On Facebook. I because we had just came. I just picked them up from school, and then I was like cooking some dinner, and I
uh-huh.
sat down. And I got on Facebook just a minute ago, and I said, "Oh shit, Brian's on." And I said, "Guess what, guys? Brian's on today." Oh yeah.
Oh, kids. Well,
yeah.
I'll try to get some stories. That are the kids. Are they still go? Are they going in school now, or they're still in virtual school?
Oh yeah.
Are they actually?
Yeah, they're still,
oh, okay.
They're still going to school in person. They're doing really good. You know, I'm very proud of them.
Oh, I'm
you
glad
know?
To hear it.
Very proud of them,
right.
and so, like,
sure.
You know, a lot of the kids they have to stay home, you know,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of are having to do the virtual, and when you have to deal with that stuff, sometimes when you get let out the cage, I'm gonna say you let
mm-hmm.
out the cage. Get out of the cage and back in school, you'll mess with other kids and you'll bully other kids and stuff. And like my
mm-hmm.
kids, I told my kids, I said, when someone starts to bully you, I said, first,
right.
you have to try to get a conversation out of them. I said, because mm-hmm. some kids do it because they're going through something. And then the other
right.
kids do it because they haven't been shown any type of love. And I told them,
true.
I said, you want to know how to stop a person from bullying you? When it's not even really, when they're not
mm-hmm.
really trying to do that, I said,
mm-hmm.
you tell them God bless you, and then be like, you know, I love you, and you have a blessed day. And I said, I guarantee
oh.
they'll come back to you the next day with a whole different attitude. And so my daughter Julia had told a kid that, and that
uh-huh.
kid came back to her and being all nice to her and all that stuff. And I said, you been having problems at school? She's like, nope. And I told her, I said, I told you. And so I
wow.
told my kids, a lot of kids, their parents don't show them any type of love or affection, anything like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah. But, yeah, they're going to really
I hear you.
Of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, they got a great father, man. Of course, they're going to turn out good. You know what I'm saying? They got a great father. But I am still proud of them, though. I am still proud of them.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I got to go to this one meeting. I hope to see you tomorrow, though, man. I mean, I miss you, man. I really do.
I miss you all. I miss you as well. You know, I miss everybody else, you know. And I just been keeping my prayers in for everybody. And, you
thank
know,
you.
I bounced back, and I'm back to feeling better again, you know. So I definitely.
That's what I
want to
hear. That's okay. what I. Let me tell you something. Remember, when you got the shot, you're supposed to feel sick.
Yeah.
That means the shot is working. I got sick.
Yeah.
Everybody gets
yeah.
sick because it's new to our system.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you're supposed to feel that way, so don't panic. It didn't do anything
yeah.
to you.
Oh, yeah.
It just means the shot is working. And next week
yeah.
in California, we don't have to wear no mask in no store no more.
I know. I heard about that. I think
yeah.
it's good, but I think it's good, then I think it's not good. You know what I mean? Because they can't detect anything or show any proof that the virus
right.
is either here or gone. You know what I mean? So
I hear you. I hear you. We got to get, but we got to get back to normal.
I'm gonna let you go,
yeah.
Get on to your meeting and everything, and we're definitely at each other tomorrow.
I got that in about 10 minutes, and I'm thinking I'm going to have a little drink of beer before I do my meeting. But, tomorrow, I mean, holler at me. And let's play a little bit more teaser about the song. You know, let's tease them a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And let's get this, let's get back to being number one again.
Oh, yeah. And Lucia's calling me right now.
Well, tell her I miss her, and I've been watching her on Facebook.
Yeah, I will.
All right, man.
I'd let her know.
All right,
you take
care. I'll see you tomorrow.
Love you.
Okay, I love you, my brother. Hey, you've been listening to Hammer Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. Thank you very much. Bye, King. And that was King and the Kids with their new song coming out. And the Hammer is back. And we'll see you guys tomorrow at 7 a.m.
You can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, yes I am, yes I am, yes I am, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
I believe every lie that I ever told, paid for every heart that I ever stole, I played my cards and I didn't fold, well it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made the rest. Then he